Jim Haynes is an author, a poet, a raconteur. There's a wonderful word. And he's an expert in Australian heritage and verse. And he's here for the Country Music Festival. He's a bit of a scallywag, I'm told. Good morning, Jim.
Hi, Louise. Lovely to be here.
Now, tell us where Wheelabarrabac
is my hometown. And if you haven't been there, it's a shame, because I bet I've been to your hometown. I've been wandering through Wondown, Wangaratta, Weethalley, Wagga Wagga, Winky, Werris Creek, Wallaroo, Wallarawanga, Windang, Wodonga, or Wingelee. No, I bet I've been to your hometown and you were nice to me. Because where I wend me way, I'm welcome, but I wear this worried frown because no one's heard of Wheelabarrabac, and it's the world's most wonderful town. I've been to Woodenbong, Willowong, Wandillagong, way out west, Wylong, way Warrawong, and Wollongong. You want to know where I'm from? This is what I say. It's a well-worn whitewashed weatherboard shack in Waratah Street, west Wheelabarrabac, with a well-water wattle by the window at the back, and it's where I want to stay. Now, Louise, it's where the wild wisteria grows real tall up Mrs. Watson's washhouse wall. And there's not one wowser in town at all. Wheelabarrabac for me. But you've never heard of my hometown. I know what you'll say. Willoughby, Warrawee, Walla Walla, Werribee, Winky and Wanneroo in WA. You've heard of all those, I suppose, but not the town I'm from. You say Wheelabarrabac isn't on the map and you think I'm having yous on. But whichever way I wander, whether east or westerly, people point the finger at Wurunga and Warringa and Woi Woi and Warrawee, and once you went to Warner's Gap and other places on the map, Woolloowin and Waterfall and Wakery and Wallenbean and Wentworth, that's for the locals. But you've never seen the places best of all. It's a well-worn whitewashed weatherboard shack in Waratah Street, west Wheelabarrabac, with a well-water wattle by the window at the back. And it's where I want to stay. It's just the best town under the sun, because it's all the others rolled into one. And best of all, it's where I'm from. Wheelabarrabac, that's for me.
How do you do that, Jim?
I don't know. It's very early in the morning, too, isn't it?
Oh, that is fantastic. Oh, dear, I've got to hang on. I've got to straighten out my mouth from smiling. How unbelievable.
I've developed a bit of a thing for tongue twisters. I also do Rindaceller and the Sigley Upstesters and the Two Stick and the Stickered Wet Mother, and that's been a party piece of mine for a long time. And at the festival, I think I've done about 15 gigs already, and just about every time somebody, you try to vary your material, but they all want to hear about Rindaceller and the Sigley Upstesters and the Stickered Wet Mother and the Pransome Hints and all the things that happened there. So I've been doing that one just about every time I got on stage.
You can't get away from it.
No.
And you do some of it to a mandolin.
It's a ukulele, yes. And of course, I'm here my first time to launch this big ABC book of country music, which we did on the first day of the festival. But John Arnold said, well, you're here, you might as well do some performing as well. So I've had a lot of fun. But I've got the little ukulele here. It's a missing link between noise and music. Instant promo. How's this? You're with Louise on local ABC. Don't touch the dial, it's the only place to be. She's got music, she's got news, she does terrific interviews. Louise on ABC.
I'll have to give you a huge clap for that one. Yay, we need the crowds in the background.
Yes, that's my... It's actually a very nice ukulele. It was made specially for me by a guitar maker called Gerard Gillet. I should give him a plug. But the ukulele is a much maligned instrument, as you know. And I tell a story about... I live in Sydney now, and I left the ukulele in the back seat of the car. And, of course, I came back an hour later, and the worst possible thing had happened, Louise. The window was broken. There were seven other ukuleles on the back seats.
Is your style of performance still popular, do you think, or is it a bit of a dying thing?
No, I don't think so. I think there's a great love out there of our heritage. Mm. And, of course, I guess I do appeal to the older demographic, you know, the baby boomers and those sort. But I think maybe more so now, thanks to ABC. I mean, you guys are fantastic, the way you keep the Australian thing happening with our heritage and our history and our music and so on. And I think it's still quite healthy and still there. It hasn't shrunk down to a niche yet.
And there are lots of Jim Haynes coming up from behind.
Well, I don't know. My career plan when I...
All those would-be assistant principals out there.
Oh, yes. There's a lot of those. I go back to some of the schools and meet the people I worked with, and they all look much tireder and greyer than me, I think. Maybe I'm kidding myself.
Well, Jim, we're very glad that you made that choice, because it's fantastic the work that you're doing. Lovely to meet you today.
Yeah, nice to meet you
too. Good to have you in Mildura and entertaining everybody, and good luck.
Yes, well, I'm looking forward to...
With the ABC book of Australian country music.
It is. It's a monster, isn't it?
It's a monster.
It weighs 2.5 kilos.
You might trip over it.
You get fit carrying it around.
Jim Haynes, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Louise.